Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you?
I'm good, Faisal. You?
You like my tutu?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's a special day in the studio today.
We got to tell everybody why I'm wearing my ballet gear today.
Oh, you mean there's a reason other than that you just normally... I've seen this outfit before.
Well, I'm not wearing my wings. Be happy about that.
We're going to talk about ballet for seniors. So in the spirit of that, I've seen... Well, he is not graceful for sure. However, we're going to talk a little bit about activity. But ballet is particularly interesting because it works on posture and stability. And that's one of the key leading problems for seniors. You lose stability, fall down, it leads to all kinds of problems. So very interesting program. And this is in our city here. We've also got... there's a new survey. And it's got some surprising statistics about the state of housing for seniors. We want to talk about that. This problem is not going to get easier. It's going to get worse.
How do you get availability to get into a home? That's going to be the question I'm going to be asking for sure.
And what about the struggles with millennials? Can the millennials blame their housing problems on the baby boomers?
Not only the housing, everything.
Okay, everything. Everything.
They're going to blame everything. So we're going to have a conversation about that as well.
Okay. So interesting week in the markets. Lots of noise again, Faisal. I want to talk a little bit about some conversations I've been having this week around interest rates. We don't often, focus on the conversation around bonds and the influence that interest rates and inflation expectations have, because it's not just affecting, you know, the amount of money you get on your savings deposit, but it affects things like the stock market as well.
Okay, so let's go through how this affects just really quickly. First of all, as interest rates rise, that means the prices of bonds are falling. Which bonds? Generally, it's the treasury bonds that are the government debt that is falling first.
Well, let's back up for just a second. I want to take it even further. So we've got a 10-year, we've been talking about, or I was on the news this week, talking about the 10-year treasury yield. The yield on the 10-year bond has been increasing. But that's not, we often talk about central banks raising interest rates. This isn't related to central banks relating interest rates, right?
Correct.
This is, so the bond market, we have to talk about, there's lots of different interest rates, short-term and long-term interest rates, and they move for different reasons, right?
Now, the bond market can signal two different things, in my opinion. Number one, as interest rates rise, when companies are issuing out more debt or renewing their debt, or countries are doing the same thing, they're going to be paying a higher price. The interest rate cost
or
goes
people,
up.
Right?
And now people will be doing the same thing with their mortgages, car loans.
Right.
Keep in mind, side note, highest amount of default on car loans in the United States, even going before the financial crisis. It's worse now than it was back then. So this is what higher interest rates can do to people and to companies. So financial analysis on companies and their strength handling interest rate increases is very important. The second issue that we're seeing is what they call the yield curve. That's the difference between the 2-year government bond in the U.S.
versus
what it pays versus the 10-year. And as they become equal or close to equal, you get a flattening of a yield curve. When the short-term 2-year interest rate is higher than the 10-year, you have an inverted yield curve.
Right.
In history, an inverted yield curve is a signal that we're heading for a recession.
Right.
Because it's saying 10 years from now, we should have lower rates than what we have today.
Right.
And now we have a recession. This is what's reacting to the market.
Well, and it's also, you know, the psychological 3% number that we've talked about for a while on the 10-year treasury. We breached it this week and, you know, we've been solidly above it. And the expectation is going to continue to move higher on inflation expectations and so on and so forth. So we've got to think about the impact of that on say, equity markets, right? So people say, well, okay, that's fine. I don't have any bonds in my portfolio, right? I only own stocks, but stocks are kind of bouncing around and they're struggling a little bit. So a rational investor has a decision to make from when they've got dollars to invest. They can invest it in a bond, which we'll just stay with sort of the top quality bonds are typically considered lower risk than a stock. So the relative return and relative risk between bonds and stocks becomes important. And the higher an interest rate goes, the more attractive that bond becomes relative to, say, a dividend that a company pays and the risk that I have to take to get that dividend.
Can I pause right there? This is where my biggest pet peeve is when I start hearing people say, I need income in my retirement, so I'm going to rely on dividends.
Right.
This is what happens. Dividends may be paid out to you, but the price of your stock could go down because of interest rate issues
right.
or the economy going into recession. this is what's at risk. Your capital is risk to get the same cash flow. That's why I don't like that strategy. But I just wanted to jump in there because my biggest pet peeve is when people start using stocks as income needs for their retirement.
Right. So there's we have to be, even as equity investors, I had lots of conversations about this. You know, we think we just came off S&P 500 earnings season, as an example, 25%+ mm-hmm. earnings growth. Stock markets are flat. So you're going, what's going on here, right? We've got giant earnings growth, but I'm not getting any gain, capital growth,
correct,
in the value of my securities. Well, what's happening is, as those interest rates go up, that relative trade, right, risk-return trade between stocks and bonds, as the interest rates go higher, bonds become a little more attractive, stocks becoming a little less attractive, we're seeing a price-earnings multiple contraction. So we're paying fewer times for the earnings of a company. That's what's happening right now. So as it comes down, then, of course, the pendulum swings both ways. There'll come a point where stocks become attractively valued again based on earnings. But that's a very confusing point for people, and I think you have to understand all of these things are linked together, right? And if we don't understand the linkages between those things, very difficult to make decisions from an investment perspective of where you should put your money, stocks, bonds, cash, you know, alternatives, wherever it should be.
Correct. And that's where the problem comes into play when you're going in through retirement, is that if all of your money is in one investment style, stocks or asset class, one type of investment, one geographical location, or a primary on one area, you pose the risk of these types of things. And so when you go through retirement or you're entering retirement, the game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
The game has changed because you don't have the time to recover. We've always been told in our industry, and the media has done a very good job at this too, that when the markets fall, hold on, wait,
right,
you'll go through it, everything will be fine. When you're in retirement, the risks completely change. And so you don't have the time to recover. And that's where most advisors or most people would say, let's just lower your risk. Let's just go buy bonds.
Right.
May not have been the best thing to do if you put all your money in bonds last year because you need to retire the year after.
Right.
Right. So that's a problem. So you need to make sure you put it in buckets.
Right.
That's why we put this program together talking about the income bucket and the growth bucket. Two different objectives, doing two different things. When people put all their assets into one strategy that is not dedicating their assets to certain needs, then all you have is hope that it works out. And if it doesn't, because there's risk out there, you're going to have a problem with your long-term needs for income.
I think you bring up an excellent point. And so we're talking about different asset classes and so on and so forth. But I think the first fundamental thing that people have to recognize in retirement is that you have multiple objectives to achieve, right? You've got an income objective. You still need growth for inflation, all these things that we've talked about. And so the buckets, right, is just an easy way to think about the fact that I have to have certain pieces of my wealth, whatever it might be, doing certain things, right? Dedicated to doing certain things. When you're 30 and 40 years old, really, I mean, aside from the debt, all you want is for all of your assets to grow. And we still want growth in retirement. I'm not saying we don't, but we also have other more complex needs like income being, on an inflation adjusted basis. You've got this health bucket that we talk about. You know, we've got the legacy bucket if you want to leave something for the kids, the grandkids, charities, those kinds of things. So there's a whole bunch of different things you're trying to accomplish, and you just simply can't do it with one style and one bucket anymore.
And I think to get a better understanding of all this, we'll give copies of our published book
yep.
out there called Bulletproof Your Retirement. If you're interested in a free copy of our book, go to our website, morethanmoneyradio.com. Contact us. Send me a note. We'll get that free copy of your book either electronically or in soft copy. More happy to send it to you.
Well, you're generous all of a sudden.
Why not?
Love it.
We're almost halfway to Christmas. That's a good reason.
Get a little good weather and all of a long weekend, and all of a sudden you're in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood. Give away our books for free. Why not?
Okay.
You paid for half of them, so why not?
I realize
I'm giving away your half.
That's great. All right. Maybe enough talk about all of that. Interest rates and so on and so forth. Boy, we know how to show a girl a good time, don't we, on a first date? Okay, let's take a break here. But before we do, we should remind everybody about the upcoming seminar.
Yeah, how does this all tie in together? How do you bulletproof your retirement? How do you make sure that you ensure? How do you make sure that your lifestyle never retires? We're going to discuss all that on Tuesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Wondering how to improve your posture and your core strength to make sure that as a senior, you're not at risk of falling down? Tune in to the next section. We've got some really cool ideas. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.